In reflection to Doug's lesson this morning, I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Good morning. So thankful you're here this morning. So thankful that you've decided to worship God together with us at Center Chapel. If we would at this time, bow with me in prayer for Sudi. Father in heaven, Lord, we come before your throne. We acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge who you are and what you've done for us. Thank you for sending Jesus, that special gift of life that he's provided us. Help us to never take for granted. Help us to always show appreciation and gratitude for what Christ has given us. Father, we bring a name before you this morning, Miss Sudi. We just pray that you will watch over her, be with her during this recovery time. We pray for a speedy recovery. We pray that the ones working with her, that they're wise and they know how to treat her condition. Father, we just pray that you'll give her strength at this time so she can continue to recover and get back with us soon. We love her. She means so much to us. She's been an influential member at Center Chapel for a long time, and so we just want to express our appreciation for that and who she is and that you'll watch over her. We love you. Thank you, God, for the family of God. Thank you for the Church of Christ. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning we are going to cover the RTC program. Now, there were a couple different directions I thought about going with this lesson, and then I decided just to make it more informative. If you have some questions, maybe we can answer those so that people who are interested or just wanting to know what the program is, maybe you'll sign up for it, but you're not real sure what that entails. Well, hopefully we'll cover that this morning. RTC is a program designed to help people deal with life-controlling issues. Now, life-controlling issues, what is that? That's any issue that's controlling you that is unhealthy, that is producing bad conduct, misbehavior. It can be anything that stands in your way to build a healthy relationship, not only with other people, but with God himself. That's what RTC is designed to do. It's different than other programs in the sense that it's faith-based. You use the Bible, you use the truths found in the Bible, combined with this 12-step program that, again, helps equip people to deal with these life-controlling issues that people have. So this gives us the right tools for the right occasion. It helps us to manage life and to manage these controlling issues. So you might be asking, well, if it's to help equip me to handle these life-controlling issues, are there wrong ways to handle my current issues? So what's wrong with the system I have in place now, the things that I think may work for me, that help me to cope, they help me to numb the pain? Maybe I just use avoidance. Maybe I tried to just suppress my problems, my pain. Those things seem to be working for me at this time. Well, not necessarily, because there are right and wrong ways to handle these issues, and those four I just listed to you for you, those are wrong ways to deal with your problems. What are those four things that I just mentioned? Avoidance in no particular order, numbing, and then the last two, suppression and coping. So what is avoidance and numbing? One person said, this might feel like it's an easier path or an easier method to deal with your current problems, but actually when you avoid your issues, these life-controlling issues, they always find a way to resurface again, and possibly through many triggers. So maybe you have a trigger that is something that you drive by, and it causes that life-controlling issue to resurface. Well, just by simply trying to avoid that, that's not really dealing with the issue. That's not dealing with the problem. Another way that people try to handle life-controlling issues is they numb the pain. Now, in what ways do people try to numb the pain? They can use alcohol, they can use drugs, they can use stimulants, they can use depressants, all to try to numb and subside those negative feelings or negative emotions that they might have. But this, too, can lead to more severe health problems, complications, more addiction, overdose, even to the point of death. So finding substances to try to numb the pain so you don't have to deal with the issue is not a healthy solution or healthy method. What about suppression? Suppression occurs when bad thoughts, bad feelings, and uncomfortable situations arise. And instead of dealing with that, with your current situation, again, you try to suppress it. And ways that people suppress it, you can go to those stimulants, those drugs, the depressants, all of those things. Here are some other ways that people try to suppress life-controlling issues. Problem arises. You don't like dealing with it because it produces stress and anxiety that Brother Caleb covered in his Bible class. So what do people try to do? I'm just going to turn on Netflix. I'm going to binge watch the television. That's how I can suppress my problems. I don't have to think about them. I don't have to necessarily deal with it. So there's television, there's media, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, all those social media outlets that people use to try to suppress their problems. And what do we typically do on those outlets? Oh, we project this idea that everything's fine. My life is going great. And so other people see that and they go, oh man, their life is great. My life needs to be like that. And so they end up promoting this false identity of life being great and they have everything under control, when in fact, that is not the case. You're just suppressing these issues. Now, is it just TV, binge-watching Netflix? Is it just social media? No, there's other avenues. You know, sometimes it's the workplace. Sometimes it's your hobbies. Well, what if you got a hobby like running? Who remembers that movie, Forrest Gump? Problem arose. He didn't know how to handle it. What did he do? I went running. He went running. Let me ask you this. Did that resolve his problems? No. What happened? It resurfaced. Jenny came back at the end. And so it didn't help solve his problem. He was just trying to suppress the issue. I don't suggest running across America 3 or 4 times like Forrest Gump, but what I am saying is try to use a right method in handling your life-controlling issues. The last one, coping. A bad coping mechanism is one where the behavior does not solve the problem in the long term. It actually may increase it. Unhealthy coping strategies may feel like they're having a desired effect in the short term, but this is in contrast to a good, healthy coping mechanism where the coping behavior leads to solutions. It leads to answers. It leads to fixing the problems, or at least coming to a point that you're willing to deal with these issues in a way that reduces that anxiety and stress, and it reduces harm, not only to yourself, but to those who are around you. So what RTC does, Recovery Through Christ, is it helps equip you with the right tools and the right methods to deal with these life-controlling issues. These things that have become unmanageable, they've become overwhelming, you can't deal with them. Well, that's where RTC can assist you. This is the benefit of RTC. Here's 3 of them. This is not exhaustive, and we have verses for each one of these, and I encourage you to go and read those. We're just going to turn to one. So turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, and a text that was actually read for us in our Bible class, we're going to quickly review, because this is what RTC does for you. It helps you to learn how to carry your burdens. So just looking at Matthew chapter 11, and when Jesus is inviting individuals to come to him in verse 28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's what this program is designed to do. I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest. There's that theme of this verse for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. What RTC is designed to do that other programs do not have built within their system is they do have a form of higher power, but this one gets right to the crux of the issue. This program is designed to bring you closer to Jesus. Jesus is the only true higher power out there. He's the only source that can assist and can help us as this verse dictates. We come to Jesus, we yoke with him. And once we're yoked with him, the imagery is you have two oxen. One is older, he's seasoned, he's experienced, and he has the yoke on this side. Then you have a younger, wilder calf on the other side of the yoke who's a little bit wild and doesn't have much direction or guidance. Well, what will this older Christ calf do for the younger, me, wild ox? Well, when we go to work in the field, he's helping to direct, to guide, to help us to finish any task that's placed in front of us. Because without Jesus over here, guess what happens in people's lives? They go off the path. They go to places that they should never go. And they try to implement things that can't help them or assist them. And it becomes wearisome and tired, and you have this heavy burden. Now you're heavy laden, and you're overworked, and you're stressed, and you're overloaded. And you're like, I can't take this anymore. I'm at my wit's end. Well, stop going about it by yourself. This program is designed to help you yoke with Jesus, who can help you. He can help you pull the right way. That's what this program does. That's different than the other programs that are out there. This gets right to the issue. It doesn't mention Jesus as a higher power. It mentions him explicitly. Christ is the one who can help you. Hence, it's in the name, recovery through Muhammad. No. Recovery through Allah. No. Recovery through the Savior, Jesus. That's his identity, and that's what he does for us. So, it helps us to learn how to carry our burdens. It helps us to learn how to develop a healthy mind. The passage for this, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I encourage you to go back and read that. But it helps you to bring you to a point where you're thinking correctly, where you're thinking logically, you're thinking reasonably. And can I add to that? Now you're thinking biblically. Now you're thinking the way that God wants you to think. And that is a healthy form of thoughts and conduct and the way that we should handle our issues. And then the last one, Revelation 7, verses 13 and 14. We've been covering our Revelation class. These individuals who went through this great tribulation, we stand in all of them because they went through horrendous events. They went through difficulties that it's hard for us to imagine. Now, how did they do that? Because they were yoked with Jesus, because they had the right frame of mind, and because they have learned how to overcome with Christ. That's how these individuals made it through this great tribulation that was something that was very terrible for them during this time period. Should I expect immediate change? The answer to that, well, it would be awesome if you could change overnight, but we know that's not always the case. Change doesn't occur overnight, but what you can expect in RTC is lifelong change. It's designed to help you more than one time. It's designed to help you for life. So this program is a tool that you can use whenever life gets difficult. If you get a flat tire, you call your buddy for help, and he shows up with a spoon, would he have the right tool for the right occasion? You make a bowl of cereal, and you're sitting at the table, and you ask someone to bring you something, and they bring a tire iron. That's not the right tool for the occasion. And actually, there was an instance where I'd made a bowl of cereal at the house. I asked the kids for a spoon. They brought me a fork. Now, You could say I could still use it, but it wasn't an adequate tool for the occasion. RTC, again, I can't say this enough, helps equip people and gives them tools in their tool bag so when they face these life-controlling issues, they face a situation or circumstance that makes them uncomfortable, they want to try to avoid it, now you can reach into your tool bag and you know how to handle that issue. You know what to do. So you're no longer ignorant on these issues or on these circumstances. Now you have the tools necessary to deal with any issue that's thrown your way. Not only do you have the right tool, but you know how to use it. That's all important too. Someone can hand you a box of tools, but you don't know how to use them. Well, RTC hands you the tools and then shows you how to apply them to different circumstances. That is one of the best benefits of this program. Let me just say this. I went through this program several years back, and I was actually there at the genesis of this program. I was in the living room, it was his office at the time, when this gentleman, Jamie Harper, was typing this program out. I sat behind him as he was typing this, all the lessons, how the program, the 12 steps would fit in. And one of the things that Jamie really wanted to hone in on is this renewal. Isn't that part of the Christian system? Does a person become a Christian without change? No. And that's what RTC is it helps promote, this change, this renewal. So what can I expect in this program? A new you, a new person, a new creation. And then the next thing, you get a community. You're not alone in this. I have verses for this, and I don't want to harp on it too long, but let me just mention this. Romans chapter 3 teaches us what? Romans 1, you're a sinner. Romans 2, you're a sinner. Romans 3, everybody is a sinner. Romans 4 or 5, everybody needs a Savior. Everybody needs restoration, reconciliation. Everybody needs recovery through Christ. Now you're into Romans chapter 6. And what does Romans chapter 6 tell us? No longer are we a slave to these things that have controlled us for so long, but now we have a new master. Now we're following Jesus. But it's actually not until you get to Romans chapter 12 that he begins to push this renewal process. Just like I had mentioned before, a good way to view all of Paul's letters is that he starts out with doctrine, faith. That's what you believe. That's the foundation of most of his epistles. And then he moves on to what you're convicted on, your convictions in life. Are you sure that you need to store up your treasures in heaven? Are you sure that Jesus is the source of power that you need to access? Are you sure that Jesus is the one that you need to seek who is in his seat above in the heavenlies? Well, that's your convictions. And once you have your convictions right, then it spills over into what? Behavior, conduct. So if someone is misbehaving, if someone is acting inappropriately, well, you can say that something's wrong with their convictions. And if something's wrong with their convictions, it could be something's wrong with their foundation. There could be a crack in the floor. And you have to fix that crack to get your convictions right, to get the behavior correct. So when Paul writes these letters, that's the way that that's the outline that he gives these churches. So when we look at Romans chapter 12, turn to Romans 12 in the text that was so capably read for us. Romans 12, he's getting into the conduct, the behavior. Now, these are the things that you believe. Here's what you're convicted on. This is what is going to help you stay the course. And this is how you should be acting. I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what RTC is designed to give you, a new person, a renewal program that helps you to wake up every day, assess where you're at, take a personal inventory of your life, and realize, you know what, I know how to handle these things now. I now have the equipment, I have the right tools, I know what to do. I know that this calls and demands prayer. I know that this calls for and demands that I go and find another brother and sister in Christ and I confess my faults to him because I'm struggling and I need assistance. Now you know where to go and how to use those things. That's what this program can do for us. Can I give you some other passages that we don't have time to cover for, but is the same thing that Romans 12 teaches us? Colossians chapter 3, the whole chapter. Ephesians chapter 4, the whole chapter. Galatians chapter 5, the whole chapter. All of those chapters are where Paul is getting to the point that once you have your faith, once you have your convictions, this is how you are to conduct yourself. So let me say it one more time just in case you missed it. If you're misbehaving, if you're acting out of line, something's wrong. And you need to do a search of yourself. And RTC is that program that can help you to do that. What am I getting into? What am I signing up for when you enter into the RTC program? Well, you're entering into, let me say this because many people may be confused about this, maybe you're not sure what's happening in this program. Well, 9 months of 12 steps, that's intense. That's intense. And people need to know that before they join the program. You need to realize what you're signing up for, what you're getting involved in, because what we don't want is someone who comes just out of curiosity, wants to play around and see what the program is, and then when it starts to get too in-depth and they have to do this personal inventory, now I have to look in the mirror at myself, people get scared and they back out. And it's typically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Joey, I think it's step four that it really gets intense. And at step four, you're almost 12 to 16 weeks involved. And so it wouldn't be worth it to get involved and then realize, hey, this is not what I signed up for. I'm not committed to this. And then back out. That's not going to benefit you or anybody involved. So you need to realize this is 9 months. Every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Now, does that mean you're going to have perfect attendance? No. I mean, it'd be awesome if you did, but we don't expect you to make every single class. You may miss some occasionally, but don't use it as an excuse to say, well, I can skip this week because I skipped last week, and then get into this habit where you just don't go at all, because then the program won't be helping you and it won't serve its purpose. It's 9 months of intense, in-depth Bible classes. And so if someone engages the right way, how do you engage the right way? You participate in the recovery and you grow. Now you can become the person that God has designed you to be because you've done it the right way. You've done it correctly. So this program is going to include these soul-searching lessons with small group discussions. And so how does that play out? You have 1 hour of Brother Joey giving you a lesson, and it has a specific topic tied with it. After that hour, the men and women separate, and they break up into small groups. Then you discuss the lesson that Brother Joey covered, and then you get into how is this playing out in my own life. And this is where open confession in your small group is a must, because now people have to bring honesty, they have to bring humility, and they have to be willing to share their struggles before the group. And what does James chapter 5 teach us? James chapter 5 teaches us that we need to confess our faults to one another that you may be healed. Let me tell you this, that seems to be an ancient practice in the church. We don't practice that. Let me ask you a personal question. Don't raise your hand. Don't answer out loud. But when's the last time you implemented James 5:16 where you confessed your faults to people? Hey, brother, come here. I need some help. I have a life-controlling issue, a struggle that I'm going through, and I need you to be praying for me. I need you to hold me accountable. I need you to assist me in this. When's the last time we did that? You know what the truth is? Not many of us, if ever. Why? I got this. I'm under control. I can handle these things. Again, answer it personally. How's that going for you? How's that turning out for you? Going well? I bet it is. Because what happens is when life hits hard, those individuals who say, I'm good, I've been avoiding, I've been numbing, I've been suppressing, I've been coping with it, they fall apart. And when life hits hard, they don't know what to do. And typically they come to me and they say, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to handle this. I'm going, well, brother, you were never ready. You never got prepared. You were implementing all these wrong methods that got you to this place that when life fell apart and the floor cracked underneath you, you weren't able to handle it. Now, that's not a time and place to tell them they've been unprepared, but you can see where we're going with this. RTC is a place designed to help individuals come to a place that they can cope, they can handle, they can deal with. And it's 9 months of intense training and Bible discussions. This is not going to be a place for gossip. This is not a place for gossip. It's not a place to learn something juicy about your fellow brethren. Hey, I want to know what that person's struggling with so I can go and share it with other individuals. This is a place that we need confidentiality. It needs to stay in that room with your particular group. And that's a must. That's a non-negotiable. And if you do that, then what you begin to see is that this is a safe environment for people to be able to share. This is a safe environment where you get the right support, where you get people backing you with whatever issue you have. And the program is designed to give you a better future, a better hope, a confident expectation that things will get better, that I can have that abundant life that John chapter 10 teaches, that it's not just fiction, it can become a reality for us. All of this is just what 2 Timothy chapter 4 teaches us. It's healthy teaching. It's sound, healthy teaching that comes straight from God's Word. Lastly, what is the Transformations class? So, after the 12 steps, you completed the program, and you say, okay, well, now I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go because I love this so much. I want to have this continue. Well, this is where the Transformations class comes into play. Transformations is a weekly program to set you up after you finished it to keep the maintenance of what you've learned during the 12 steps. So it's designed for those who have actually gone through the whole program, who want more information, who want continual renewal and transformation. But it's also designed for those who have not yet gone through the program, who just need a preparatory class before they get into the 12 steps so they know more of what they're getting involved with. All of this, the whole program, the Transformations class, is designed to help you to discover yourself and to renew relationship with God and other people. That's not on a timetable. There is no schedule for this in the sense that it ends and there's nothing for you. No, this continues, and it continues to help you to grow in your relationship with God. RTC, in other words, is just like the Christian system, designed to restore, to reconcile, to help people recover what was lost. This morning, if you're wanting to become a new creation, if you want to become a new creature, maybe you haven't gone through the RTC program, maybe you've just been reading your Bible and you've seen the plan of redemption that God has for you, and you're willing to make that last and final step and become baptized and be renewed. Well, now is your opportunity to do that. And we strongly urge you and encourage you not to wait any longer. If you're ready to become a Christian, then we would love to assist you. If you're a Christian who's gone astray, if you've gone down a path that is not righteous, it's not correct, it's not the way that God wants you to be walking, then you always have an opportunity to repent of that and come back. And if you're still on the fence and you're not sure what you want to do or where you're at, well, then maybe RTC can help direct you. But this morning, we offer up this invitation. If you need any assistance, come forward as we stand and we sing.